Welcome to the Emo Social Club, where you get the very best in music, news, and interviews. I am Lizzie, and today we have a really fun interview with our homies Between You and Me. We caught up with them while they were at their Bottom Lounge show here in Chicago a few weeks ago. We talk about their recent EP, which they are now doing independently, first independent release, and we talk a lot about the woman of the hour, Sydney Sweeney, not JoJo Siwa. Thank God we are not talking about her either. But before we let you get into this super awesome catch-up interview and hang out with the homies in person, just a reminder to go and follow us over on all of our socials at XEmoSocialClubX on Twitter and over on our TikTok, which we just hit 5,500 followers on. Absolutely crazy. Keep it up, guys. We really appreciate it. And, you know, a lot of the crazy comments we get from people concerning what they think about our takes. And then, of course, over on Insta at Emo Social Club as well. We also have a Patreon, too, where you can go and basically subscribe to us for just a dollar and get everything that we leave on the cutting room floor. So as a reminder, this week we will have an interview, and next week we will have other great content that we have posted up over on our YouTube channel. Speaking of that, we have a separate YouTube channel with all of our interviews living there now. Basically, it's just so it breaks it up a little bit more with our content. So our original Emo Social Club YouTube that majority of you should follow by now does have all of our regular content on there, including React videos, and our separate one, which is linked in our bio here in the show notes, where you can go and watch all the interviews in order, unscathed, without any other random content going through. It's all interviews only. Okay, that's all I have for you guys. Let's jump into our interview with Between You and Me.
Emo Social Club, the podcast about music, news, and interviews. We are here live on site. I'm Brian.
And I'm Lizzie. And we're here today at Bottom Lounge with our friends Between You and Me in person.
Yay. Hello.
Thanks for having us. I'm JT, by the way.
I'm Bassie. Nice to meet you all.
Hell yeah. We've had you on before. This is the first time in person doing it. We've seen you. We were just talking about how we just saw you like a few months ago.
Yeah,
we hang out. We've been to bars. You know, we check. You're in the same way, I think, that Sydney Sweeney is definitely checking your Instagram.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm checking yours as well. Yeah. You're checking
I'm
mine.
Sorry I haven't called you at 3 a.m.
I don't blame you.
He's on some Sydney Sweeney bullshit. Sydney, if you're watching, this guy loves you.
Yeah. This interview is entirely for Sydney Sweeney.
Marriage seems to be the thing of the season at the moment. So.
You guys are on tour currently. We're here at the Bottom Lounge. You're playing with Young Culture, Best Friends. Tell us a little bit about this tour, this run. Maybe not.
The run's been really good so far.
I have had the runs, but I'm getting a lot better. I've been eating better food.
More fiber.
More fiber. Yeah. More bread. The tour's been insane. Tour's been fucked. Can we swear?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool.
Shit.
Tour's been fucked in a good way. We started off in the UK, if you want to count that.
I count it. Young Culture was there.
They were there. Yeah. It's been crazy. I feel like I've been gone for months. Mm-hmm. And it's been, what, one?
Man, about 4 weeks now. Yeah.
I don't know if this touring musician thing can keep going much longer. I'm getting pretty tired, pretty old. But it's been great, aside from Chicago being the fucking coldest place in the world.
This is a warm day. What do you mean?
No.
This is a rough day.
It was cold in Denver.
Not this cold.
I know, but it did snow.
I was loading out in the snow shirtless.
Yeah, that's true. I was
maybe it's because we played a show.
Yeah, maybe. So it's been great.
It's been fantastic.
Shows have been fucking wild, blowing expectations out of the water. Didn't know that people, like every time we've come here, it's been on a support tour and people show up and they sing along, but we don't know how many people in the crowd really give a fuck. And it's cool that we can come here and people show up to the shows and they've been awesome. Yeah.
Okay. It still doesn't feel real though. Like every time we get into a venue, I'm like, too big for us.
Damn, we gotta go. Gotta pack it up.
This isn't the right one.
Yeah, it's been sick. Yeah. Loving it.
That's awesome. So ahead, this is obviously your US headlining tour, but you also have an EP coming out too on April 5th.
April 5th.
Yes.
Is that when it's coming out? Thanks for letting us know.
Yeah, no problem. I had a double check earlier too. Don't worry.
April 5th. Is it called Shit Yeah?
It's called Shit.
That's what it's called.
Yeah, fuck yeah, it is.
Don't know. Things could get changed, you know?
Yeah.
It's called Shit Yeah.
No, we have an EP coming. It's the best music that we've written to date, I would say. Our best song has already come out in the middle. I think it's probably our best song that we've ever done. And
so don't listen to the rest of the
EP. Yeah, don't listen to the rest of it. Don't bother. You've already hit the pinnacle.
Yeah.
There we go. We hit the peak. Now where do we go?
Well, cool. That was our business out of the way.
Let's go.
That's the promotion.
Yeah, there we go.
So now we got a few questions for you. April 5th.
EP shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a Chicago feature on that one, but you can wait for the EP to come out.
Ooh.
Hell yeah. We'll tease it. We'll just say Chicago feature. Everyone will go, we got to listen to it. It's Chicago.
We got
to.
All of Chicago is now going to be like, fuck, we got to listen to it.
I mean, it's pretty much like what band is the most Chicago, and then you just kind of throw in things just to test everybody.
In the comments, leave it in the comments.
See who's the most Chicagoan band that you think is going to feature on it between you and me? So.
Chicago.
It probably the is the band Chicago.
Yeah, it's actually just the band Chicago. You're trying to expand your audience range. You're getting the dads and the grandpas.
That's fine.
Okay. It's fine. They're the ones bringing their kids here probably.
Exactly.
It's either 25 or 6-4.
We're going for that generational fan, you know?
Exactly.
Our band is going to span generations.
Hey guys, guess what? We have more emo social content for you that gets left on the cutting room floor and just extended interviews and all other shenanigans over on our new Patreon. Well, not new, a little bit revamped Patreon. So just for either free $99 or $1 a month, if you want to get access to a little bit more content, you can support us in what we're doing here at ESC and all the content that we are putting out. And of course, just consume more of us in our maybe bad takes. You can check it out through the link in the bio or simply search on Patreon Emo Social Club.
What is the most emo song you are listening to right now?
Ooh, I've been listening to this artist called Glaive.
Yep.
This song called 17250. It's pretty emo, not a really, I wouldn't say Classium has like an emo artist, but the song really hit me at like a point in my life where I needed it. And it was, yeah, it was good. It was good.
Damn, deep. what was mine? I think I was re-listening to Anthem of Our Dying Day by Story of the Year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Recently, which I listened to like so many years ago, but I don't know why I just brought that back. I'm getting emo. I'm getting emo feels.
Just popped
and
up.
This is the moment.
It's a part of the cycle. You just got to go back through it.
Yeah. It is cyclical emo music. It comes and goes in waves, but the real emos.
Just music in general.
Stick it out.
Exactly. Yeah. It's the cringy thing of like, it was never a phase.
I feel like most music is emo in the lyrical content, right? Yeah. Everyone always sings about heartbreak.
Jimmy Barnes, emo.
Yep.
Cold Chisel.
Emo.
Emo. Midnight Oil. Emo.
No, let's get it out.
Just keep going down
those. AC/DC.
So emo.
A little emo. Justin Bieber, a little emo.
Oh,
emo.
Always.
Yeah, see?
Like he said song
baby.
That you like.
He said baby a lot. He said, please be mine.
What's that
emo,
one? That-
emo, emo, emo.
Maybe next cover for Between You and Me.
That's, yeah, maybe. We'll see.
My World Part 3.
Okay, that's a really good album.
It is. Check it out.
Yeah, help the grassroots artists out. Go check out his album.
I don't know if you guys have heard of him.
I was about to say he's fallen off, and I'm like, I don't actually know. I wouldn't be able to comment on that.
He had to stop touring because he got like facial paralysis.
Yeah, it's true.
How much more emo can you get?
He didn't come out with Usher. What was the point of watching the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I mean, I agree.
I was expecting.
We were doing an interview, so we couldn't even watch it anyway.
I was expecting a little Somebody to Love cameo.
Right? Yeah. I'm saying. There. Thank you. We're on the same
page.
Is she
out there? Is she out there? I was a huge Belieber back in the day.
Oh, hell yeah.
Most emo song you're listening to is Justin Bieber.
Yep. Baby Justin Bieber.
Specifically. So our next question we have for you. What was the inspiration behind this new EP?
Uh-oh. Jake?
Uh-oh. I will be blunt. Not in the way that you're probably going to be blunt.
You can be blunt in whatever you want.
We kind of went in and had nothing. Nothing planned. Mm-hmm. We had like heaps of songs and stuff, but we were just like busy, I don't know, doing other shit.
Just doing live shit at home.
Just living. And then we got in there and I was like, fuck, what do I have to write about? And I just wrote about the same old shit, you know, breakups, money, having none of it.
Yeah.
And that was it. I mean, there wasn't like a, I mean, I'm sorry to let anyone down who's like, oh, this means so much to me. It actually means nothing.
You're about to make someone spiral when they hear this. No,
I mean, he's like, really speaking to me. I wasn't speaking to fucking anyone.
You're like, this saved me and made me not want to kill myself. You're like, yes, I guess.
I'm glad you're alive.
There's one song where the chorus is one word. You could just tell I've given up in 2024. No. Oh,
holy fuck.
The EP, let's summarize it in two sentences. You ready? I'll say one.
Okay.
You go first.
I was gonna say two sentences.
Okay, say them all.
I was gonna say it was a shitty year, but it got better.
Okay,
yeah. That's sick. Yeah. Pitch that to the DSP.
There you go. I'm gonna use that for other interviews.
Someone's gonna do like an interview conspiracy collab, or like, did they really just AI generate this?
It was like a year ago yesterday that we actually got together to write these songs in a house in Australia.
Okay. Oh, wow. Yes.
Yeah. Fuck. It was a year ago yesterday. We flew our producer Sam out to Australia to do these songs, and we didn't know what – we actually had no lyrical content for the whole thing. No. And then like
– the only song that was done was Yeah, because it was meant to be on the second record.
Yeah, yeah. And we're all going through some shit, and Jake tapped into that. That's basically what the EP was.
Hell yeah.
I just tapped into it.
Yeah. I just let you read my DMs.
Sydney Actually, Sweeney. Actually, it's all secretly for Sydney Sweeney. It is for
Sydney. Sydney, it's a love album.
Oh my God.
So we're going to text Sydney Sweeney and everything, and everyone's going to be so confused.
No. No, it's a pretty good method of getting attention. Next question.
Say in the comments, Sydney.
How is the music scene in the city you're from?
Melbourne.
Melbourne, I would say, is pretty pumping at the moment. Melbourne's
good on a Friday night.
Not necessarily, yeah. For pop punk shows, I think you have to turn up on a Friday or a Saturday in Melbourne. Any other night, you're probably not going to get a good reaction. But in general, with music, I feel like Melbourne is thriving, like in indie rock, shoegaze, and all that stuff. But for pop punk, it's kind of having a bit of a lull at the moment. Not saying that we're not flying that banner as hard as we can,
mm-hmm.
but. Yeah, everyone loves music in Melbourne.
This feels like a post game like press conference.
Yeah, yeah. We really tried
as hard as we can. Defense needs a little tightening. Go back in there and get him when we get back.
We tried our hardest.
We really put a lot of effort out there, and the other team just got more points. And
the better team on the day. I don't know what to say.
It's like, how do you feel about potentially getting traded to the other bands?
Yeah. Imagine if bands like traded.
That would be fucking
wild. If you could uptrade me to a better band, that would be fucking great.
I could trade you back to your shitty other band.
I'm still in it.
Oh, it's all love here. It's all love here, guys, in Chicago. Sydney Sweeney, it's all love.
Sydney Sweeney.
Trade her.
Whoa.
You have to sell someone else.
Imagine if you were traded for Sydney Sweeney.
As long as we got to have a conversation, I think I'd be okay with it.
Here's how I play my parts. Bye. All right.
That's how our music scene is, by the way.
Yeah.
So why were the singles chosen that came off of this EP, and how did you figure it out?
Do you want the honest answer, or do you want like a thought about answer?
You know, you could do both, and then either we could one, see what happens.
They were the ones that were ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
They were.
So,
except for
Nevermind was put out before we had even recorded the EP. Nevermind was out when we were recording this other shit.
Yep.
And then we put out Yeah.
I think Yeah, because it was the only one that was finished lyrically.
Yeah.
And we really wanted to put it out, and we were like, with the EP, we kind of wanted to try different things and see what would stick, and it didn't really matter if it didn't stick because it's an EP and we can fuck around and do what we want.
Yep.
So that's why we chose Yeah as a second single. And then in the middle, once Jake laid down like a scratch verse, we did it in Ocean Grove.
We did the chorus. Which
is a beach town in like Victoria, and Jake dropped the chorus while we're in the studio.
It had been done for like 8 months.
No verses, just the chorus. And we're like, that chorus is so good that once the lyrics are done, we like believe that whatever Jake comes up with, it's going to be the next ones. And it felt like the most single ready, or like the most singly song. So that's why we went with that one. And it ended up being my favorite song that I've ever done.
Nice. I didn't finish the verses for like 8 months, like after February. Yeah, that's true. It's too much pressure because I knew they wanted it for the single, and I was like, fuck, everything I put down, I was like, this is just hot trash.
Yeah.
This is just fucking garbage.
So how, what was a hard deadline, and like how long did it take you? At least 48 hours probably before you had to have it for the deadline. Did it really motivate
there was
you?
It was a loose deadline because we're independent and lazy.
yep.
And so there was deadlines being put on me, but then I was getting stressed because I was shit and I wasn't like finishing the song or to like the degree that I wanted it finished. And then we're like, oh, just relax. Just like, don't think about it for a bit. And then the bit turned into a couple months. Mm-hmm. And then we're about to go away to Indonesia to play a festival. And I was like, fuck, I physically need this done tonight.
Because we back and it's Christmas and we're not going to be doing anything.
Yeah.
So I just like, whatever's on in the middle was like something I woke up early, just sung it in a studio and then just left for Indonesia. And I was like, my hands are clean.
Whatever the song sounds like.
If you guys don't like it, then fuck you.
Yeah. But yeah, it was definitely different like than the process of like doing album one or album two, like way more prepared. This time we're just like, what are we doing?
Yeah, we kind of didn't know what we wanted to achieve with the EP. We just knew we needed to put out music at some point. So we, even when we went in to do the songs, we had like maybe one solid idea, which was,
one full idea with vocals. Everything else.
There was probably like 10 to 15 other like musical ideas floating around. And then we spent 2 days working through it. And then we landed on the six songs. Seven? I don't know how many songs are on it, to be honest.
Make a look up real quick. I got it.
I think it's six or seven.
No more than.
Yeah, never mind.
Six.
In the Middle, Super Good, Virus. Is that it?
Every More. Oh, no, Super Good is Every Morning. Sad song. Oh, no, Virus is sad. I don't know.
I think it's five.
Here, I can confirm it right now.
Wait, did I say never mind? Six.
We are confirming.
Six.
Six.
Yes.
Yeah, six.
Don't worry.
We're confirming.
Are you pre safe?
No, this is what needs to
me. Not pre safe.
I can leak it right now. I'm not going to leak it.
Yeah. Delete that.
Kill My Vibe. That's what I was
like. That's the one. That's the one.
Which we've been playing on this tour.
There you go. Yeah.
True.
Will there be a cameo because this is Chicago?
Unfortunately not. No, I got a message today saying that won't be happening.
Oh, damn. Wow.
Sydney Sweeney was unfortunately busy today.
Yeah. So upsetting. Secret
Chicago. She does not live here in Chicago.
We got her tanning bed on the rider though.
Yeah.
We got the tanning bed on the rider though.
The tanning bed.
Yeah, she asked for a tanning bed on the rider. It's in the back. She's just going to make the show.
I got this bed for you.
I did this all for you and what? Nothing.
I think I have to block this guy.
Who's towed on the RV?
Yeah.
Next question. What type of collab would you want to do and with who? It can be anybody.
Sydney Sweeney would be.
Yeah.
I was just going to say Sydney Sweeney, please.
I felt like we walked right into that one.
Collab. Like music?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or.
I mean, like you could have somebody producing.
If you think an actor or an actress too can.
I would love to have a food truck if anyone wants to collab with me. I would love to do a vegan food truck around Australia. So hit me up. Yeah. April 5th. By the way, EP and food truck.
We do like a listening party with the food truck company.
There you go.
It's just a truck with speakers that just goes around pumping the EP.
Ooh, let me think. Musical collab. The only name that's popping into my head is a Timbaland remix.
Oh, hell mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah.
Like, imagine we do like a One Republic Timbaland thing. I reckon we could pull it off with your voice and our sexy looks in the back. I think.
Timbaland, are you back yet?
Yeah.
Music collab. Shit. I'm just going to do the same answer I do for all of them and say The Starting Line.
Let's go.
Yeah. Oh, I love The Starting Line.
Starting
Best
Line by
band
M-
ever.
By M co-headliner when?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Just Kenny. I think that's your name. Let me know.
Give us a
collab to drop.
What if you call him Kenneth? Just
Kenneth.
Yeah.
Kenneth.
I say I
Kenneth, this is James from Between You and Me. We need a collab. We need a tour together. Fucking get it sorted, right?
Just make
sure
that
they like kids and shit and have jobs, but
bring
them
with. It's probably more fun than
they'll
have in school.
We'll probably have kids by the time that happens.
Green Room 2, kids playpen out the back.
Yeah. See, it's all good. It's all coming together. We have the vegan food truck outside for the kids.
Exactly.
I feel like we have some really good things going on
here.
Oh, yeah. Kate, watch this space.
Presented by Emo Social Club.
There we go. Yeah, see? All good. Let's go. US tour. So you're already on tour here. Obviously, first US tour. So I did want to ask separately, this is outside of our questions because you are on tour already, but because now you are independent, you're no longer on a label, it's your first release from it. How has that been for you guys creatively? I remember last time we spoke, there was a lot to go into it.
Like I said before, like the main thing I've noticed is no hard deadlines, which can be good and can be bad.
And for us, it's been bad because we're pretty lazy as people.
It's just like everyone's kind of just doing stuff, you know? We're like, we're busy doing this.
Doing this.
And then we come home and we try and work and make this shit affordable. Because my food truck still isn't happening.
Yeah.
And so like, yeah, we just, and we all live in different places too.
We used to live in the around the same city anyway, within like about an hour or two of each other. And now Jake lives in Sydney. The twins were living back home, which is like 5 hours from Sydney, and then me and Jai were in Melbourne. But now that most of us are in Melbourne, it's going to be a little bit easier, I think, to at least work on new ideas and be able to put out more music. But with the being independent thing, definitely financial backing, everything comes from yourself, so you got to be ready for that, which has been
good. Oh, we don't owe $1 million to anyone when they give us a little scrap of money.
Yeah, no one's taken anything from our music. Because we've taken a loan out from them or anything like that, which is good. And it's helping us tour more because we can put that money straight into helping us tour and come back over here. Because coming back over here is really the bread and butter of our scene. Like, we need to be able to do stuff here so we can be, I guess, more successful in what we want to do. And so,
we can play bigger and better shows here so that maybe one day Sydney will come to the Palladium.
Yeah, exactly.
There we go.
Or the Metro. Or what's the big, what's a big venue here?
Metro is a big venue. There's the Aragon, Aragon too.
Yeah. The Aragon, yeah. Sorry, that's when I'll propose to Sydney at the Aragon.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Sick. April 5th, the EP is out. Shit, yeah.
Food truck.
Go listen to it. Where can people follow you on the internet?
BYAMAUS on Instagram and Twitter.
Or me at Mr. Bass.
Me at JATRWI.
Me at MISTRBA5S. It's way easier.
And Sydney Sweeney. I can give you James's number, actually.
All right. Well, thank you between you and me for hanging out with us. It's so good to hang out with you again.
A bit between you and me. Come to the Shit Yeah tour. I don't know when this is out.
Or don't.
The Shit Yeah EP.
I don't give a fuck.
Watch this space for the food truck. Bye.
Bye. 's so much for listening, you guys, and hopefully you enjoyed our catch-up interview with Between You and Me, and that you're streaming their new EP, Shit Yeah, as well. Again, as a reminder, you can go and follow us on all of our socials, and if you want to keep up with us two bozos individually, I am at Boredom Bathory on all socials, and Brian is at SpookyPants1. Until next week, guys, we will see you later. I've been Lizzie, and Brian is, I don't know, probably sleeping by now. We'll catch you later. Bye!